Harvest of Stars, with Howard Barlow, his orchestra and chorus, Eleanor Stieber of Metropolitan Opera fame, and your host for the next 30 minutes, Mr. Raymond Massey.
This is Raymond Massey. We built our program today around scenic America, the beauty of this land of ours. To start the program, Mr. Barlow and the orchestra and chorus are going to play and sing two familiar songs of the rivers of America, Beautiful Ohio and On the Banks of the Wabash. The year 1946, our first year of peace, following 4 hard years of war. And in the pattern of our peacetime living, this is the year that Americans will take to the road again. We're an outdoor people. There is a touch of the wanderlust in us. We still have that American urge to see what's on the other side of the mountain, to stand in the spray of the falls of the Yosemite, to look down into the green valleys of Vermont, the majesties of the American scene. We have asked Eleanor Stieber to sing for you now a song that recalls the shimmering beauty of our northern lakes from the land of the sky blue water.
Thank you.
Thank you, Miss Stever. People are always writing music, it seems, about their mountains, their lakes, and their rivers. One of our favorite pieces of music is about a river in Europe, one that has become almost as familiar to us as our own Mississippi, the beautiful Blue Danube, made famous by Johann Strauss. We've asked Howard Barlow to play it for you today. Barlow, that was beautiful. Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain, for purple mountain majesties. Those lines were inspired by a scene of incomparable beauty. The purple majesty of the Rocky Mountains, and most famous of all in the range, Pike's Peak, a sentinel rising from the plain. I'd like to tell you a story about the great gold rush to the Pike's Peak country in 1859. One of the greatest migrations in the history of our country, and unique because it was a gold rush that failed. It is a story of one man named Jim Birdwell and how he followed the will of the wisp, followed the rainbow, and found what he wanted. It's told best in his journal. March 14th, 1859. We are at Leavenworth, Kansas. It seems as though all the world is moving out to the gold fields and we are with them. Susan has got hold of one of the pamphlets about the Pikes Peak country and reads it to me whenever she can get me to stand still. Gold exists throughout this region, it says. It can be found anywhere, on the plains, in the mountains, by the streams. Well, if it's there, with the help of the Lord, we'll soon be there to get it. We've got it written on the side of our wagon, Pikes Peak or bust. April 6th. We are 24 days on the trail now on the plains of the Buffalo and Indian country. And I am sick of the dust and monotony and keep thinking of the farm we left behind in Vermont. I thank God our child is well. April 24th, the 41st day, we are here. We are camped in the shadow of Pike's Peak. Most of the wagon train will continue up the trail to Cherry Creek, but I say we have traveled 40 days and 40 nights, and we have had enough of the wilderness. I do not see how Susan has survived. She is down to 90 pounds. I think it is only the thought of finding gold that has kept her alive. This is a beautiful country.
Jim, supper's ready.
I'm ready for you. Where's the baby, Susan?
In the tent. She's better today. I keep pouring milk into her.
Yes, the milk's good. This is good pasture land. I've never seen cows do so well.
Did you work up the stream today?
Yeah.
How did it pan out? Was it better? Jim, haven't you got anything to show me? Where's the gold?
There it is.
Where?
You'll have to look sharp, Susan.
Jim, is that all?
20 cents worth, but 12 hours work. 12 hours of digging.
But, Jim, there has to be gold here. They told us there was gold. Everybody said it.
Maybe. Maybe I just don't know how to find it, Susan. I'm only a farmer.
Jim!
Oh, Susan, what are you doing up here?
I'm looking for you.
Oh, I was just sitting here.
Yes, I went up the stream to the diggings, and some of the men said they'd seen you wandering up in the hills.
Look at that valley, Susan. Did you ever see a more beautiful sight in your life?
Jim, what are you doing up here? Why aren't you panning for gold?
Oh, I have been, all morning. And not enough dust to put under a fingernail. Susan, come here. Sit here by me and look out. Did you know that the Indians say God created the world right here? You can believe it, can't you? He couldn't have picked a more beautiful spot.
Jim Birdwell, I don't care what the Indians believe. We came here to dig for gold. What are you doing?
Oh. All right, Susan. Let's go back to the diggings. Susan, come here, quick. Look what I found.
Oh, Jim, let me see.
Up in the north meadow above the creek. Look at them, wild onions. I found a patch of wild onions.
Oh, Jim.
What's the matter?
Wild onions.
But Susan, there... Oh, did you think I'd found gold?
Oh, well, it doesn't matter.
Oh, I guess I gave you quite a turn. I'm sorry.
Jim, I want to get out of here.
What?
I've had about all I can stand. There's no gold here. I want to pull up stakes and move out.
Oh. Where would you like to go, Susan?
I don't know. Maybe we ought to try up towards Cherry Creek.
Why? There's no gold up there. You've heard what's happening. They're beginning to stampede for home. All the thousands who came out here like us expecting to fill up their wagons with gold. Pike's Peak or bust. And now they're going home. Busted.
Then I want to go home, too.
Back to Vermont?
Yes.
I've been waiting for you to give up.
Then we'll go.
I like it here, Susan.
Well, but there's no gold.
Does there have to be gold? Oh, Susan, look around you. Look up at the mountains and across these meadows. The most beautiful land we've ever known. Shall we turn our backs on it now that we think it's fooled us?
But it's what we came for.
What does that matter? Look at what we found. Susan, look at me. You and I were meant to live on the land, not to tear and hack at it for something we've no right to expect. The land didn't fool us. We fooled ourselves. We came here expecting to take everything and give nothing, and that's no way to live. I've hated it, Susan. This running across the ground like a hound dog on a trail, stopping to dig a little and then running on, looking for something better. Digging in the earth and never knowing the feel of it. Never taking the time to look up at the mountains and the sky. I want to live with the land, Susan, and take what it'll give me and give it back what it needs. Can you understand that?
Yes, I think I can, Jim.
Look deep in your heart. It's the way you want to live, isn't it?
Yes, but I don't know how we'll live.
I'm a farmer, and this is good land. Gold or no gold, it's too good to ignore, too beautiful to turn away from.
But suppose someone strikes gold up here in the hills, what then?
Why, let them. They're welcome to it. I want to go down into the valley where I can look up to the mountains and stake out a farm in the river bottom land and let out the cattle to pasture in the hills and build us a cabin in the cottonwoods and live.
Yes, Jim.
Susan, will you give up your gold for that?
Yes, I'll give up my gold for that.
That's fine.
Miss Eleanor Stieber and our chorus to add to our American panorama by singing "The World is Waiting for the Sunrise."
Waiting for the sunrise.
This is Raymond Massey again. The feeling that comes of hearing a song like that is part of the indescribable reason we Americans like to go wandering. If you've ever camped out in the Sierra Nevadas and awakened with the dawn, or stood high in the Blue Ridge Mountains and watched the sun come up across the Shenandoah Valley, you know what I mean. Ask an American why he leaves home to go traveling, and about the best he can say is, I want to see what the rest of America looks like. But it's more than that. It's a deep urge to follow a cloud, to push beyond the horizon. Howard Barlow with Eleanor Stieber expressed that feeling now with three songs. Look for the Silver Lining, Glowworm, and Beyond the Blue Horizon.
Harvest of Stars with Raymond Massey, Eleanor Stieber, Howard Barlow, his orchestra and chorus. This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.